Great Country Q 94. It's Coffee with Kyle, the extended version.
We are on the web now.
We
the
are.
The interwebs.
We might
yes.
have like one listener, and it might be like my mom.
That's okay.
I'm not sure.
Mrs. Wild, we're here for you.
I don't know if it's going to work, but it is fun because there's so many times where I sit here and I'm like, I have so many more questions to ask him and so many more topics that we could like truly, truly dive into.
Right.
But Gabe only gives me like 10 minutes.
Not Gabe. Yeah.
I know. He's so trying to keep
boring Gabe.
Right. Like trying to keep things tight. So then new guy Mike was like, we can just put it on the internet. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's try that. So we're trying it. Of course we have Kyle Tenor, Prairie du Chien police chief. And this week we have, Wisconsin State Patrol officer Sukis. So first things first, let's get this out of here. What made you decide you wanted to become a Wisconsin State Patrolman and not a Prairie du Chien police officer?
So,
and you don't pretend Kyle's not here.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll put the blinder on here. No, I always liked the traffic side of enforcement. I did a ride along back with actually it was my internship with the Crawford County Sheriff's Department. And I noticed that once I got out on the road and we actually made a couple traffic stops, I'm like, this is fun. This is really what I want to do. And I kind of had a little bit of that mindset because I had some law enforcement contacts. I shouldn't say contacts when I was younger, but friends that I knew that were in law enforcement, I should say, before I kind of was in when I was still in high school, I should say. And I got talking to them and I'm like, yeah, I think that traffic side would be a lot of fun. I don't have to deal with the real cop calls, as we kind of like to joke back and forth on.
You're not walking into domestic disputes.
No. I will show up to all of them and assist as needed. But the great thing is at the end of my shift, when those are done, I really don't have much of a report. I go right back to working traffic again. So,
you know what's funny is during the Citizens Academy, and I think I talked with Kyle about this, I think the most terrifying one was the traffic stop simulation. Like, that was scary to me because you have no idea what you're walking up to.
Yep.
And you have no idea. And obviously the person, one, knows that they're being pulled over. They know that they're probably, you know, going to get in some sort of trouble or whatnot. If they're doing something wrong in their car, you're going to figure it out. And in today's society, like, you don't know what you're walking up to.
There's always that little bit in the back of your mind that you always kind of are thinking that, but it's, again, after doing this for so many years, it's almost kind of second nature now that I guess I don't really have that same, I guess I don't want to say fear, but that, I guess that's really almost what it would be considered at that point, but when I'm walking up to cars, it's another traffic stop, and you treat them all the same with the same amount of intensity, I guess, initially, until you know you can kind of maybe de-escalate your own emotions at that point to realize, it's maybe mom dropped her kids off and then didn't realize she had a broken taillight. So, everything's all good. So you can obviously drop our threat assessment level at that point. So, every single vehicle you walk up on, you always do have to have that little bit of awareness that, hey, could this be good? Could this be bad? So that is always kind of going on in the back of your mind. But I guess we're making, sometimes some of our guys are making 15 traffic stops a shift. So it gets to be almost kind of a second nature kind of thing versus if you roll up on one domestic, those things can go crazy.
You know, the evaluation being done by the driver is the same that's being done by the police officer. The drivers are evaluating the police officer and their demeanor. And is this going to be a nice interaction? Am I going to feel okay after this traffic stop? Or am I going to feel like, they're being condescending towards me or being, shame on you type of attitude? And I try not to come across that way. I was told a long time ago, either scold them or ticket them, but don't do both. And so, there's a lot to say about that. Yeah, and that's important to me, and I try to hold. I think Trooper Tsoukas is along those same lines. Is citations are there for a reason, and we issue them. But even more so is just that conversation piece. And I've been traffic stopped before. Shocker, right? Chief gets traffic stopped. And I'm doing that same evaluation. I'm thinking to myself, is this person going to be cool, calm, and collected, and be able to communicate effectively with me what I did wrong. And they're doing the same evaluation. Is this going to be a threat to me, or are these folks going to be super nice and we can, carry on a conversation? And the reality is that 99.9% of our traffic stops do come off really well for both parties.
Yep. Yeah.
You may get cited and still feel okay about it.
Yes.
And that's really what our job is.
It's only that 1% that we all read about in the news.
Correct.
And I, Kyle, you've talked about this before, but you being a police chief and running your department in a town of, what is Parade of Sheen, 6,000-ish people?
Just under 6,000. 5,300, 5,400.
You know, if you get called to a house or, you know, I know you don't know every vehicle that you pull over.
Right.
But you have a lot of the same, I don't want to say usual suspects or frequent customers.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, the difference is, and Trooper Sukas can correct me if I'm wrong, but normally, out of the academy, troopers get assigned to interstates.
Yep.
And interstates, for the most part, are transient traffic.
Meaning
you're only going to see that person one time. You're probably not going to see that person on their daily commute. And if you do see them on the daily commute, they know where the troopers are, and they tend to abide by those laws.
Yes. Yep.
And so that trains troopers in their communication skills a little bit with transient traffic.
Right.
Trooper Sukas' struggle is, assigned to Crawford County, he kind of, minus the U.S. highways and state highways, he really probably interacts with more of the common people over and over again, more than an interstate trooper does.
Yeah, a trooper covering the Milwaukee area or Madison or Green Bay is not doing the same thing you're doing on a daily basis.
Absolutely, yeah. They're pretty much mostly, I hate to say stuck on the interstate, but that's where their main area of enforcement is versus down here. I'm in Crawford County. I got a ton of different roads that I can work on.
You get Highway 27.
Yeehaw.
61.
So, but I mean, I always tell a lot of them that I have, the few times I do have those repeat customers, I'm like, hey, full disclosure, troopers are not supposed to have regulars. And if we're seeing each other again here, we kind of got to figure something out.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And I know we briefly touched on this in that, you know, kind of short interview that we did that aired on the air, but I hear it so much from people, and full disclosure, I will say I was one of those people, like, oh, troopers are just out to get you for speeding.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, they're always, Highway 18, always sitting at the historical marker by the tree, you know, it's
stop
like.
Stop giving my spots away.
Everybody knows where you're at.
It's not a secret anymore.
But they're like, why are they just sitting there? Well, guess what? Those are places where people speed.
Yeah.
Well, why do they want to stop people from speeding? Because are you driving and texting and going in between lanes while going 70 down Highway 18?
Yeah.
And there is some science behind this, Lori. Like,
no.
He does a lot of traffic crashes. Right?
Yes.
And I can narrow down in my career, traffic crashes are typically caused by two things. The first thing is speeding, and the second thing is operating under the influence of something. Those are really the two most common causes of traffic crashes.
Absolutely.
And so if we can make that impact on those things, we save ourselves paperwork, we save insurance claims, we save lives, we save people from having to take their vehicle to a body shop and be without a vehicle for the week and repairs, we save you from tickets. It really is a whole totality of every circumstance that comes into play. And I'm sure Trooper Sukas has been to fatal crashes, and none of them are.
Nobody wants to go to a fatal crash.
But if he can identify behaviors that could have prevented that traffic crash, that goes in his Rolodex of enforcement actions.
Right.
He's saying to himself, I've been there. I've seen this happen. I've also seen the behavior that causes this. I'm going to try to focus on that behavior and change the behavior so I can avoid more fatal crashes.
Well, right. And I mean, psychology says if you see somebody doing bad behavior, you try and correct it, right?
Absolutely.
Before something bad happens. So if you're driving 75 down Highway 18 and you're swerving in and out because you're also on your phone, well, how many bad crashes have you seen where somebody was distracted by their phone?
Too many.
Exactly. So you pull that person over, they're angry. Well, it wasn't, you know, well, you in your mind have seen the bad outcome, and so that person pulls off, they've got their however many $100 ticket, now they're going, you know, maybe I should just put the phone down.
Hopefully.
Right?
That's what our ultimate goal would be, and
that's
hopefully
the
light bulb may hopefully go on. Some people,
hopefully.
It flickers too many times before it finally goes on.
Well,
but,
you know, some people are short-circuited.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
The more I sit down with Kyle, the more I do the Citizens Academy, the more I've learned that it truly is, we're here to keep people safe.
Correct.
We don't want to just write out tickets. Yep. We don't want to just be a pain in your tail.
Mm-hmm.
It's to keep people safe.
And I always joke with everybody around me, like, contrary to popular belief, I don't really like issuing tickets. If I don't have to, I mean, I'd rather not. But at the end of the day, if you make me do my job, I'm sorry, here I am. You did make me do my job. I'm not the one that was driving your car. I just happen to be the one that caught you going too fast.
And we talked about this during the Citizens Academy, and I should have done this on our on-air part, but you don't have a daily quota.
Do not have a daily quota.
That is, I think, one of the biggest myths about state troopers.
Yep.
That you have this quota that you need to fill, and, oh, well, this guy, I've got four more tickets I need to write out, and he's going 56, so he's my next victim.
You're it? No. No. It doesn't work that way. No.
So, okay, we got into that. You were at Fort McCoy this week.
I was at Fort McCoy teaching a class at the Wisconsin State Patrol Academy. I was not teaching recruits.
I was going to say, why were you at the State Patrol Academy?
I am not the subject matter expert to teach any recruits anything at the Wisconsin State Patrol Academy. That's just where the class was being held that I was teaching. So I was teaching sergeants, lieutenants, captains, chiefs, assistant chiefs, seasoned veterans, a class. And while I was there, there was a recruit class going on of new troopers.
Oh.
And if you don't know anything about the State Patrol, they go through a completely different experience, I'll call it that, in their becoming a trooper than what most police officers go through in the state of Wisconsin. And so I just kind of want to introduce that to the discussion and maybe get some perspective from Trooper Sukas and his time as a recruit with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
Because you, a 9-week training program to become a parade of shooting police officer?
It's, at the time when I went through, it was 520 hours, and now it's 620 hours, or no, 720 hours. And so that is typically held at technical colleges around the state.
Yep.
There are a few agencies that hold their own. Milwaukee County has theirs, Dane County has theirs, and the Wisconsin State Patrol has their own as well.
Yep.
So talk a little bit then about your academy.
Yeah, so...
Is it called an academy?
Yep, it's still the same accredited law enforcement academy, but it is going to be... It's like our academy is actually 26 weeks versus your...
Oh, that's like half a year.
Yes, it's essentially half a year.
That's intense.
And, yeah. Very much so. It is, if any military people are out there, it's very similar to boot camp. Very structured.
Okay.
You will show up on Sunday evening, typically, and then your classes basically start first thing Monday morning, whether you're doing PT right away in the morning. Then you get into your classes throughout the whole week.
You don't
week
mean physical therapy either, do
no,
you?
No, not physical therapy. No, no, physical fitness, yeah. You are running PT, you name all out there. It's very structured. But that's... The whole point of that is to kind of get you into that mindset that a lot of these times you are on your own and you got to be in your best physical fit shape too. So you never know what kind of things you're going to roll into. So that's why you definitely want to keep the physical side on there. But we also like the structured side as well. So, I mean, that's you always see our cars parked certain ways. We have very structured and detailed, I guess, as far as some of the positionings that we're sending those in. But it's all done for a reason. So we want to stress people out because we want to see how they perform under pressure, which... Obviously, law enforcement is a slightly stressful job, I guess, but
especially in 2022.
Absolutely. So those are things that we kind of establish right away in our recruit class. So, but they will go home eventually on Friday afternoon, evening, and then they kind of get to reset. But the good thing is with our academy, they're actually getting paid to be there.
Hmm.
So which is a nice little perk versus if you were to go to, say, Southwest Tech down here, you would actually have to pay to go through their 720 Academy. But versus ours, they're actually going to pay you to go through the academy itself. So.
So now you would have gone through the academy.
I did.
Obviously. What was your least favorite part? Physical fitness.
Oh, man. I hate to say all of it. No, I don't want to say all of it. But no, it was... I think being away from family was pretty hard, I think. Even though when I started, I was, oh my goodness, 21 years old when I started. But it was still, I mean, it was...
That's a half a year.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, same thing. I was at the 520, and it's still, you're away from your family, essentially Sunday evening all the way through Friday afternoon. And there was cadets in my class that they had wife, kids, and stuff at the time that we weren't... I mean, you have minimal contact with, unfortunately, but... so it's some of the sacrifices that I do make, but, I mean, looking back... Would I go through our academy again? Absolutely not. I survived it, and that's about as far as it goes. But I would tell anybody it's a great academy. I'm so glad that I did go through it. I learned a lot, and especially said just the structureness of it. And I definitely felt like it helped me get through or be the officer that I am today. So,
because with the State Patrol, and you kind of said this, you know, every car is parked the same.
Yep.
There's a level of consistency
across
the Wisconsin State Patrol that maybe you don't see in local police departments. I mean, Kyle doesn't even have all of the same vehicles.
Yeah, so let me talk about this. This is one of the most impressive things that I can say about the Wisconsin State Patrol. I had the opportunity to go to Madison during Act 10 and go to the Capitol and
Is that when they were
the protest?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So we don't do protests.
I had the opportunity to go there when the Capitol was occupied for a number of days. And my job there was I screened people in and out of the assembly. So when they wanted to view the assembly in progress, I screened people in and out of there. When we arrived there, there's hundreds of troopers there. And they were, you couldn't tell them apart. It was so structured. They looked the same. They had the same equipment. They had the same marching orders. They knew what each person's job was. It was just completely impressive to me. And you lose that as you go across the state because each police department is different. Each police department has different training.
Different funding?
Each police department has different funding.
Yep.
We have different equipment. I was just thoroughly impressed by the troopers there and the way they handled themselves, their composure. I talked about being at the academy and teaching. When you go to the mess hall where you eat, their recruits stand in formation. And it's just impressive to watch this. And you ask yourself, like, why are they still doing this? Because they're producing a product that is working for the Wisconsin State Patrol. And I joke in class, like, should we all bring applications to our departments and just, like, tap the recruits on the shoulder and say, hey, you don't have to do this stuff, that XYZ police department? That would not go over very well with the ATOs, I'm guessing.
No, not at all.
No, it wouldn't go over very well with the State Patrol. But the reality is they're there for a reason, and Trooper Sukas can correct me, but they lose a lot of people through the process as well. People quit. People can't cut it. They just say, this isn't for me. But on graduation day, the structure that those troopers are walking out of there with, they've all been through the same thing. They've all completed the same thing, and they will all go out and protect our interstate highways, our state highways, our U.S. highways very, very similarly.
So if you get pulled over in Milwaukee or if you get pulled over in Crawford County, you're probably going to have generally the same experience.
For the most part, yeah, absolutely. So, and I think a lot of this pertaining to the academy, too, is that we already kind of joked a little bit off air, is that the Stetsons, the hat
yes,
that we wear,
yes.
we take a lot of pride, and it's like, that's why we kind of go through these academies, because I want that hat. That hat is so cool.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't get
Chiefs
a hat. Does,
the Chiefs don't have Stetsons.
You don't have a cool hat.
No, yep. I do not have a cool hat.
Yeah. Trooper thing, you know.
Yeah. you couldn't make it through the Trooper Academy?
But no, yeah. After watching it for a week, I know that I could do it. Like, if you put yourself in that mindset
yes.
and realize,
yeah.
I'm going to be here for this amount of time, I can do this. I could do it, right? I've done uncomfortable things in my life. But it's not something that I sought out, obviously, because I didn't
yes.
go through it.
Yeah.
I've had officers that have expressed interest of maybe being a trooper. And in the class that I teach, I've had the opportunity to react or interact with a lot of lieutenants and captains with the State Patrol. I'll tell a quick story. I was in Appleton, and one of my previous graduates of the class that I teach, he is a lieutenant with the State Patrol, and he invited me out for dinner, and I had one of my officers with me who had talked about maybe wanting to be a trooper. And so when we sat down for dinner, I'm like, first and foremost, we're not going to talk about State Patrol here because I don't want you to recruit my officer. And so he talked about that, how the similarities in the troopers and the structure and, you know, their squad cars are set up very similarly. So Trooper Sukas could get into another trooper squad car and, for the most part, know all the functions of that squad car. That is something that I'm envious of. I just am, because it's not like that at every police department.
Yeah. And you guys, as a State Patrol officer, have a lot more responsibilities with the governor,
yes.
You know, senators,
yep.
You know, if the president comes,
you're doing
a lot more of the security. I mean,
yep.
partially because it does deal a lot with roadways.
Right.
But also because, once again, every state trooper, like Kyle said, is, you know, kind of, I don't want to say programmed the same way.
It's pretty well programmed, to be fair enough.
But no. So, you know, if President Biden comes or if Governor Evers comes, even if it's not the same officers that have worked before, they all know the same drill.
Correct. Yeah, we all get the same instructions that are sent out. So say if Governor Evers was supposed to show up here in the city of Prairie du Chien, then there'd be a couple local troopers. We get an email, hey, do the advancement on this. Make sure scene's all secure, site's secure. This is the route that we're taking in. And it's pretty much, yeah, standard, like you said, throughout the whole state. So we all pretty much have the similar setup and goals once those things kind of come in. So,
yeah, and I mean, if there is an unrest, like, you know, yep. protests in Kenosha.
Yes.
Did you, I mean, yep. there was lots.
I was in Madison, yep.
You were there? Yep. Got to experience all that funness? I don't think it should.
Definitely not a funness. There are some, definitely were some upset people, and they were voicing their opinions as they were rightfully to do. I'll keep some of those words off there. We'll leave it there. But it definitely was a very long shift. That I know, especially the first evening in Madison made for a very, very long shift. So,
yeah. But. And again, that comes to, you know, when you are a statewide agency.
Right. Yep.
You know, all of you have the exact same training, have the exact same equipment.
Yep.
I know off air, Kyle and I have talked about some of the officers that went to Madison. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get there and they don't have the same equipment as, say, the Dane County officers or the Madison or even, you know, UW police. Everybody has a different, chief. Everybody has a different, you know,
different expectation.
They're all coming from different municipalities. I mean, somebody in Prairie du Chien, probably not used to a lot of social unrest, where somebody in Madison, they're seeing, you know, small protests all right. the time. So, but you as a trooper are pretty uniform across the state. So when right. you can send in a bunch of troopers, they're going to all have the same expectation.
Right. Just because, yeah, I'm assigned Crawford County, but unfortunately, if there's unrest in Madison, guess where I'm going? Is I'm unfortunately going to Madison. I'm not a big city guy. That's why I obviously work down here in Crawford County. And I do not like going to Madison, but if I am told that's where I'm going. So.
You touched on this, and I talked about being outside the assembly, and I can remember during Act 10, people would make derogatory comments towards us as we were searching them going into the assembly, and you know, we were called all sorts of things. And at the end of the day, we were there so they could peacefully assemble and use their constitutional rights to the highest extent they possibly could. Our job wasn't to squash that. That wasn't our job. Mm-hmm. Our job was to make sure they could do that in the safest manner possible. And each person there that was either protesting for or against, they have those same equal rights to have their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we weren't there to squash that. That's not a role of law enforcement in my mind as a chief. Yep. My role there was to make sure that people could go in, watch their government function in the assembly hall, and do it peacefully and do it safely. And yes. that was it. And some people have a hard time understanding that. But as law enforcement officers, and especially troopers in these situations, you have to remove those feelings. You have to remove those emotions and get down to the bare bones. We are here for this purpose, and that is to protect people's constitutional rights.
Yeah. Period. And I mean, even, you know, you go to a concert, you go to a big, the County Line Country Fest, there
Coming
will
up.
Be...
Get your tickets.
You roll your eyes like that.
Yeah, I know where I'm going to be. I'll sit out on 18, probably.
But your purpose there is not to pull over every person who's had too much to drink. I mean, yes, you will probably do that, but that is for the safety of everybody else on the road.
Right.
Police presence at that festival will be for the safety of everybody there.
Correct.
Yeah, we want everybody to go there, enjoy it to whatever standard is your standard. And we are there to make sure that you can do that safely.
And then you get home safely.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
That is the goal. It's not to, oh, look at all these cops here. They're trying to, you know, catch people doing whatever. No, it's to make sure that everybody feels safe.
Right.
And I remember, maybe I'm just very blessed. Maybe it's because I've lived in a small community. I don't know. But I always got a sense of, like, calm if I saw officers. Like, oh, okay, we're safe.
Right. Hopefully that's the way it should be coming
across.
That's
the way it should be. Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is a much larger topic that you could talk on, especially in a 2022 world.
Yep.
And, I mean, I would probably get called white privilege or something if I said that to somebody. But I think it's because I've been in small communities.
Right.
And you see, you know, the police chief picking up his kids at school or, you know, you see them at church.
Yep. Here's a news flash.
What?
We are just people. Like, we're just dudes.
Are
that's
you
all
sure
we are.
You're not robots?
There's really not a lot that's special about
are
us.
Are you aliens?
I promise. That's, yep. Same color as everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of the time, we wear blue jeans and t-shirts, and we take our kids to soccer practice and pick them up after they're done.
And you have family members at home. Yeah. Yep. You know, you're just the same as everybody else. And I don't know how it happened, like, as a society that we went from, like, me going, oh, okay, well, there's police presence here. I feel safe to...
I can tell you how it happened, Lori. It happened because of negative interactions. And
very true.
It's one of the things I instill with my cops is... The vast majority of the people in our community will have a police experience maybe one time in their life. And you have that one opportunity to leave a lasting impression on that person's mind. And so we can't minimize that opportunity. We just can't. And so when we negatively interact with those people, or we are condescending, or we are jerks to them, when Trooper Circus pulls them over, they're going to revert back to that interaction they had with my department and blame him for their interaction with my department. And the reverse is true.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. That's human nature. We file those experiences
definitely away.
And we expect the same experience when we come across that the next time.
Yeah. If you've had bad food somewhere, you're not going to go back to that place.
Right. Or the next chain. You know, if I have a bad meal at XYZ restaurant and I'm driving through Pennsylvania and XYZ restaurant's there, I'm going to bypass it. Probably not going to go there again.
Yeah. So, and you're going to tell everybody about the terrible experience that you had.
Maybe embellish a little bit. Not that that would happen. But
nobody would ever, ever say anything.
We're trying to
like
sell
that.
A story here. And so, you know, we got to embellish a little bit.
Well, I've had fun. I've said this before, but you kind of did shatter my perception of the State Patrol. So I do appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, just the knowledge that you have and you shared with us.
Yeah.
Just out chasing taillights.
Yeah, you know, that's honestly, at the end of the day, that's really what it is. And if we pull you over, it's not because we're trying to harass you or anything else like that we
it
always seem to get.
It actually creates more work for you, does it
absolutely,
not?
Absolutely, because now I got to type up this warning and have all this other stuff that all goes along with it. And whether I'm checking, have to check, get my tint meter out and check your windows. I mean, it's all extra stuff that I got to do, but...
More paperwork, more filing.
My English teacher, I still got to have a chat with him because I went to law enforcement because I figured I wouldn't have to write much. And then, boy, was my mind blown. Yeah. So,
well, Lord probably knows that from our Citizens Academy that the vast majority of what we do is paperwork.
Yeah. I learned that. There is a lot of paperwork. And all of my crime novels.
Yeah.
There's a lot of paperwork.
How many troopers are
I was just going to say.
Is that a big glamorous thing that authors pick up on is trooper life?
In the last book I read, and I found a new series, and it has a Montana State Patrol officer.
There we go.
Think how boring that job is. Just kidding.
we got hills, but they got mountains over there.
They got
so,
mountains. Right? Think of all the transient population you would have in Montana, because I feel like Montana would be a place people would go to hide.
Or bypass, drive-through.
Drive-through.
You're reading too many books, Lord.
Yeah.
Have you watched Yellowstone?
Montana is probably one of the highest real estate markets in the country right now.
That's what I'm saying. Have you watched Yellowstone? Like, come on, the crime happening out there. But yeah, I found a series about serial killers, which was a bad series to pick up because now I just believe everybody's a serial killer.
I guess I'm laughing because my wife has, she loves these podcasts on true crimes and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, everything you're saying, I'm like, yep, she does the same thing. So.
Well, I don't even know how it happened. I started reading crime novels like a year and a half ago. Kyle thinks he's taking credit over here, but it's not. It's really Amazon's Kindle Unlimited. It showed up as like a free book. And then...
You were hooked.
I just kind of went from there. Yeah. And then, like, I got into one author, and now that's all that comes up on my suggestions. So I went through, like, three authors. This is the latest one. But it does have a Montana State Patrol officer. I think I've had state police officers.
Well, so it's funny that you say the police, because we did talk about the academy, that there is actually a true difference between state police and state troopers.
Yes.
Or state patrol, I should say. So
yes.
We're all state troopers, but so Illinois and Michigan both are state police, and they have like thousands of officers, so because they do more different investigatives. So they're similar to a sheriff's department, but just much larger because they have the whole state, of course, versus obviously us, I believe Iowa and Minnesota, we're all state patrols to where we are basically just simply traffic orientated. So.
Yes, because the very first crime novel I read had a state police officer, and I had to pick Kyle's brain on that one. And I was like, what is this?
Different states have different things.
Yep. I can't remember what state that book was in. I want to say Oregon.
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
I don't know. Nothing. Apparently, lots of crime novels are written about the West Coast. I have yet to find a crime novel that is set in the Midwest.
Yeah, a few of them.
Just wait.
Free of crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Just wait when I start writing mine.
Definitely. So, one thing I want to hit on before we go, I wanted to give Trooper Sukas the time to plug his agency,
because
I think they're hiring right now.
Yes.
We are actually hiring right now. Our application process is open, so I believe you can actually find us on pretty much all the major social media platforms right now, and you apply, get your... Right now, we are actually waiving the 60 college credit requirement for the first 5 years. So, technically, if you wanted right out of high school and you can eventually get your credits in, technically, you could. But that's one of the nice little perks that we have that we're offering right now. Again, we pay you to go through the academy. So versus some of you that may be in maybe in Southwest Tech or something like that, that may be thinking, hey, you know, State Patrol might not be so bad. We can get paid to go through the academy instead of having to pay for an academy. And it's again the exact same, all law enforcement accredited academy. So it's the exact same as far as that goes. The maybe caveat to some of those is that when you go through our academy, when you graduate as a recruit, you'll get a list of positions. The better you do in that academy, the better off for a better chance you have to get back home. Because what will happen is, like right now, we have 38 cadets in our current recruit class. They have a list of 39 positions that are open throughout the entire state. So cadet number one, they're placed first in the academy based on all their test scores and everything. They will get to choose from 39 positions. And obviously it goes down from there. So then once you get to be, say, position number 38, you get either position number 38 or position 39. Those are the only two options you got. So,
and I'm guessing they're the least desirable.
Usually the least desirable. But a lot of times it just depends. My recruit class, we were actually pretty fortunate. Not very many of us had to move too far. I was one of the few that actually moved a long distance away because I actually started way up in Marathon County by Wausau. And then the nice thing is you eventually transfer home. And we had a position opened up in Grant County. I transferred probably after about 5-6 years back in 2017. I transferred down there. And now here I am here in Crawford working right where I grew up. So it's just sometimes that's just the way the cards play. There's a one of our Grant troopers actually got back home within 2 or 3 years, I believe. So the nice thing is you can move throughout the whole state. Maybe you'll find out that, hey, I'm going to end up by Eau Claire and just maybe you're not originally from down here and you love it. You stay up there.
Yeah.
So. There's a lot of different perks. Obviously, you have your state benefits involved with some of these as well, but a whole lot of information on our State Patrol website. You can find us on Google, or not Google. Well, yeah, I guess you could Google us
you
as well.
Google
yeah, Google anything.
Anything.
Wisconsin State Patrol, you're good to go there. But yeah, we have our own formal website. We're on social media too, so there's a lot of good information out there. It sounds like we are kicking off a ride-along program again to where if you are interested in applying and seeing maybe, hey, I applied. I want to see how maybe this would kind of go. We are offering some of that up as well. So, I would encourage anybody, if you're thinking about any law enforcement or even State Patrol in general, give it a shot. So,
yeah. Or if you're like me, just do the Citizens Academy and find out you would be a terrible officer.
Just get a little taste of it. Yeah.
I found out, I think, radio is where I'm supposed to be.
You got a pretty cool building, I got to say. I'm watching all this stuff in here. I'm like, man, kind of cool. Can't have some toys in here.
I really just press buttons and I talk. That's really all I do.
I could say the
we
same thing.
We have a lot of similarities. We push buttons to turn our lights on, turn our siren on, push buttons to type out the tickets.
I was just thinking the same thing. Look, the on-off for the radar.
Yeah.
It's buttons, too. So it's great.
Bit, I do get hate mail.
We do not get any of that.
No,
so, yeah,
absolutely not.
People dislike disc jockeys more than they dislike the police, clearly.
We get no complaints ever.
No. Well, thanks so much. The extended version of Coffee with Kyle with Wisconsin State Patrol Officer Sukas and, of course, Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor.